The head of Israel's military says he expects the fight in Gaza to expand to the south as troops get closer to dismantling Hamas. For now, they're still combing the largest hospital in Gaza City for evidence of a Hamas command center. The BBC's Yolande Nell on the discoveries of two hostages.
There are two bodies of women in particular that we've been hearing about in the past few hours. The first of them, that of a woman called Yehudit Weiss, who was taken from her home in Be'eri, a kibbutz close to the Gaza Strip. There's also been news about this young Israeli soldier, Corporal Noah Marciano. We were told earlier in the week that she had been killed. Now the Israeli military says that they've also recovered her body in a building close to a Shifa hospital.
Israel says it's getting closer to a possible deal to free some of the hostages, but Prime Minister Netanyahu tells CBS's Nora O'Donnell.
I said that we would have a temporary ceasefire only if we have our hostages back, and I haven't changed what I said.
Here in the U.S., the Education Department is launching an investigation into what it calls rising discrimination on college campuses since the war broke out. Among them, Cornell and Columbia Universities, Wellesley College, and the University of Pennsylvania. Embattled Republican Congressman George Santos says he will not run for office again after a scathing House ethics report that found evidence he stole money from donors for his own personal use and lied about his background. Fellow GOP lawmaker Mike Lawler says Santos' response isn't enough.
He needs to resign. He is unfit to serve as a member of Congress. His conduct was not only unethical and unbecoming and embarrassing, is criminal.
His ex-girlfriend model is accusing rap mogul Sean Combs of abuse. CBS's Monica Ricks has the details.
Cassie was once signed to Diddy's music label, and they dated when she was just 19. Shortly after that, the lawsuit claims the music mogul started a pattern of control that involved drugs, brutal beatings, and forcing the singer to have sex on camera.
A family in suburban Chicago is suing Volkswagen for holding up the search for their two-year-old who was kidnapped when thieves drove away in their car. Mom Taylor Shepard says her subscription to the company's GPS tracking software had expired. It demanded she pay $150 before it could help.
I didn't even think that that would be an issue, that Volkswagen would refuse to tell us where our son was, especially when it's a kidnapping and every second matters.
Eventually, someone paid and little Isaiah was found in a parking lot. See, this is CBS.
Staples stores provide innovative products and services for small business, remote workers and learners, even teachers and parents. Explore more at your local Staples store.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Low unemployment is holding steady in Wisconsin, 3.2% in October compared to 3.1% in September. Research shows even more people would be working in Wisconsin if it weren't for childcare challenges.
The difficulty in finding childcare translated into about 60,000 workers, potential workers, that weren't in the workforce because of that.
Dennis Winters is the chief economist for the Wisconsin Department of Workforce Development. Scientists at the University of Wisconsin in Madison find the donated brains of men who were veterans in World War II, the Korean War, and the Vietnam War were 26% times more likely to show signs of Alzheimer's disease than men who did not serve in the military. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now, here's what you need to know closer to home.
For WFHR and WIRI News, I'm Melissa Kay. This is the last day to submit your donation or pledge card to the United Way of Southwood and Adams Counties and be entered into their $1,000 sweepstakes. The deadline to submit your donation is 4 p.m. today, November 17th. If you're planning to hunt deer, remember you'll be able to dispose of your deer carcass at Portage County Solid Waste this year. For the 2023 deer season, they've partnered with the DNR to provide hunters with a safe and free disposal option. They have a dedicated dumpster on site now through January 31st. Portage County Solid Waste is also a CWD testing site. You can place deer heads in the self-service kiosk located next to the carcass disposal dumpster. Blood drives in Wisconsin Rapids are scheduled for November 21st from 10 to 3 and November 27th from 2 to 7. They will be held at the former East Junior High School. And that's what you need to know. I'm Melissa Kay, WFHR and WIRI News.
Good morning, Wisconsin. Good morning, world. It's a new day. Thanks for kicking it off with us right here at 97.5 FM, 1320 AM, WFHR, locally grown radio. Got your host, James J. I am joined by Melissa K.
Good morning.
Seth Habagger.
Good morning.
And all of you. Thank you so much for being with us, everybody. Happy Friday.
Hey, hey.
Yeah.
It's a Friday. You know what that means? Chaos and fun on the show.
Certainly chaos.
Yeah, we're going to have some fun today, everybody. We got a good couple of good topics. We're going to kick things off with a good one about getting paid to watch bad movies, or just movies in general, maybe.
Hey, I want that job.
Yeah, that's coming up. We're going to tell you how to get it, Melissa. That's coming up for you a little bit. We'll also, Garce, in this 8 o'clock hour, do some fun stuff. We've got Misty's Menu, Birthday and Anniversary Club, and a little after Melissa's News, we're going to have our Star of the Day.
Hey.
Looking forward to all of that, but let's kick things off the way we like to with our weather, and we have Michael Carroll with us. Michael, good morning to you.
Hey, good morning. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday, Michael. What has Mother Nature got in store this weekend?
Well, definitely a cooler stretch of weather than we've had the past several days, but just back a little bit closer to average temperature-wise for this time of year, better than 20 degrees cooler than those mild temperatures we had yesterday. We're headed up only into the lower 40s for highs by this afternoon. Well, some cloud cover working on in from the west here through the course of the morning, but I think we'll clear out once again by later on today, and not overly breezy for today either. Winds out of the northwest, only up to around 10 miles per hour. Looking clear and calm then for tonight. Overnight lows dropping back into the middle 20s. We improve on those temperatures a little bit for our weekend. Still expecting abundant sunshine, though, both Saturday and into your Sunday. Saturday, we're back up to a high of 52 degrees and still pretty close to that 50-degree mark even into the day on Sunday, so quite nice for your weekend. But we'll cloud over once again on Monday with highs easing back to 45. Chance for some light rain showers then for Monday night, dropping back to a low of 33 and could maybe mix with some snowflakes there on Tuesday. Little if any snow accumulation, though, expected at this point. Tuesday, a cooler high of 39 and then trending progressively colder beyond that as we get closer to your Thanksgiving next Thursday. For Wednesday, we're back to only the upper 20s for afternoon high temperatures with some gusty northwest winds and a dry but chilly forecast for your Thanksgiving Day itself, calling for a high of 26 degrees there. For the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Michael Carroll.
Not bad, Michael. Not bad. We'll take it.
Yeah.
Sounds seasonal.
Enjoy the sunshine this weekend.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No
definitely
kidding.
Going to. You as well, sir. And thanks so much for joining us, Michael. You take care. Have a good weekend.
You too. Have a good one.
Mm-hmm. Best in the business, our friends at the Weather Eye Weather Center join us Monday through Friday right in this time slot.
Mm-hmm.
We are prepared for the weather. Now we can get prepared for the fun, and we got some good stuff coming up. As I mentioned before, Misty's Menu Birthday and Anniversary Club. After our state and local news, we'll have our Star of the Day. We got a fun one lined up for you today, everybody. Ooh. We're going to throwback. We got a throwback one for you today.
All right.
Getting into that a little bit later. We'll get you some free callers coming up. Mm-hmm. In the 9 o'clock hour, we'll kick things off with Mike Clemens talking a little sports with you.
All right.
We'll get to it. We'll touch on some entertainment news if we have time. I don't know. Mike kind of takes up a chunk there, so not
well,
sure.
Well, you know, some people like sports.
I do want to get into in the 9 o'clock hour with you both. I've been hanging on to this one, the most popular baby names of 2023.
All right.
And if we have time, 6 rules for group texts.
Oh, that's informative.
Group text.
Yes. If we don't have time for that one, we'll get to it Monday. But good. We will. One of the 2 days there, we will get
we
to that
to.
One.
Because your group text, you know, we got to talk about our group chat. Boys.
Yes. I kind of saved it for this particular group for a reason. I figured I'm pretty bad for some stuff. So, but I want to get to this. And I mentioned, I joke, bad movies. I have a love for the bad movies.
Yeah, like, there's an art to them.
Yeah, I don't mean like Ishtar. I don't mean when they're like trying to make a good movie and they make a bad one. Like, I mean more so what I think you're getting to, Melissa.
Yeah, like Lamageddon.
Yes.
Like they're trying to make a bad movie.
As a kid, Tim Burton did a movie, Ed Wood, told me about this great early on filmmaker, Ed Wood, and his love and desire to make a great film and just wasn't really good at it, didn't have the budget or a lot of creativity. They were not good movies. What is it, Planet Nine, Seth?
Plan Nine from Outer Space.
Yes.
It's considered by many people to be the worst film ever made. And this is something we can get into, I guess, a little bit. But, you know, what you were saying, like, you know, it's not like a big budget movie that flops. Okay, we're not talking about that.
Yes.
And you know, you can, what Melissa was talking about, you know, they're trying to make kind of like a silly movie or something that. For the ones I like are the ones Edward D. Wood Jr., as his name was, He wasn't trying to make bad movies.
No, no.
He just didn't have the resources.
Yeah.
Talent.
Doing what he had to work with.
But his love overshadowed everything. He just wanted to make
passion
movies.
For it.
Yes. He had this driving passion, and he made some movies. Are they good movies? No.
No, no.
Are they entertaining? Yeah, they're actually somewhat entertaining.
They really are. They really are. You even met Bela Lugosi in one. I mean, you know.
I know, man.
So I grew up like really like liking filmmaking and liking that kind of stuff and liking the idea of that. And it also helped me realize it ain't about me. Like, not every movie, I don't have to like everything because it ain't for me. Not everything's for me. And that brings me to Hallmark movies. Because I said, earn money watching bad movies and immediately felt bad. If you enjoy these movies, don't worry about what silly people like me say. Right. Enjoy the movies. That's what it's about. You like Hallmark movies? Go ahead and enjoy them.
Yeah.
This is the time of year for it.
Yeah, absolutely. And if you are a fan of them, we might have a gig for you. This opportunity could either be a dream come true or a total nightmare. A flower box subscription service is offering to pay someone $2,000 to watch 12 Hallmark movies in 12 days.
That's okay. Not so bad.
The chosen candidate will choose, will be given some Gildahl chocolate. What is that chocolate?
Ghirardelli.
Ghirardelli, thank you. Ghirardelli. Yeah. Chocolate, two pairs of fuzzy socks, and a 12-month flower box subscription.
That for free?
I guess
it's for free, yeah.
That will then automatically renew the next year?
Yes, no kidding. Yeah.
For $300,
yeah. Yes. They'll be asked to rank each movie by five criteria. Festive, predictability, chemistry between the characters, if it made them cry, and if they'd watch it again.
Okay.
Oh, I like that list, actually. Yeah. I kind of like that these type of movies.
Yeah, right.
No, that's perfect.
That's not bad. Applications are open through December 3rd.
All right.
I'm going to get on that.
I kind of like it. Yeah,
I think I could set aside 2 hours a day to watch movies for 12 days in a row.
I'm going to have to challenge Melissa on that one because I think I should do that one.
Okay.
I am familiar.
Nice.
I do have a spouse that very much enjoys Hallmark movies. My father-in-law is a huge fan of those
really?
Movies.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Interesting.
But if you get the gig, not only would you then make $2,000 on the side, you'd also get stellar spouse points.
That's right.
For watching 12 Hallmark movies in a row. In fact, I'm guessing on day 7, she'd be like, why are we still doing this? What's going on?
Right,
Why? What are you trying to do, Seth?
I like the
what
idea.
What do
suspicious,
you want?
Yeah.
Beth doesn't know that this is why. So I like, hey, honey's got the popcorn. He's all, let's watch some movies. Let's, all right. Well, third day in a row.
This is day 5. What's going on?
There's something happening.
I have maintained that they're like fishing shows. You put it on, you come across it, or I mean, people don't do that really much anymore, but you know, you're flipping channels. Yeah. You come across a Hallmark holiday movie and you're stuck. You're going to watch it.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, they're very predictable. They're very similar all the way. James made a comment the other day of, you know, the Christmas tree thing. You only see him around this time or in Hallmark movies because he's right.
Yeah.
In every one, there's a Christmas tree buying scene. Yeah. Every single one.
Every movie. Hallmark movie.
And then there's the third act breakup.
Yep.
Get back together.
Yep. Misunderstanding. Yeah, yeah.
Yep.
Yeah, you got it.
Somebody tried to wreck their relationship.
So why are we writing one of these? That's what I want to know.
I think we just did.
I think we should
make our own, guys.
Yep.
Wisconsin Rapids based
one. We have
one.
The cast for it.
We just need
a
title.
We have the setting.
You got to have a title. I maintain that 90% of Hallmark movies, just they have a title and they just like build off of that.
I think you're right.
Like that's all. Yep. Like, I don't know. Let's build a script around, Merrily All the Way.
Yeah, right.
Or, you know what? Let's do one about Grandma's house. And, you know, going to Grandma's house and stuff.
Well, we have old to include Christmas. Either water or rapids in it somehow.
Oh,
Love okay. on the Rocks has already been taken, I'm sure.
Ooh, that doesn't sound very festive either.
No.
That seems kind of a downer. Mm. So.
A rapids Christmas.
A rocky Christmas.
A rocky
Christmas. I like that. A rapids Christmas. Yeah, a rocky rapids
a rocky,
Christmas.
A rocky Christmas. Christmas. Like where's that. Stallone? Where is he? I don't.
Adrian! Where's the Christmas tree? I like that. I like what we're doing here.
I think we cast your dad in it.
Oh, yes, yes.
And then we have the retired boxer.
Yeah, there we go.
He's
okay.
the father.
I like
he's
it.
The father of the girl.
Yeah,
there we go.
Yeah, there we go.
Yep.
There we go. I like that.
A lot of them
love that. Yes.
A lot of them, or at least they used to, involve Santa. You know, Santa appears.
We have a great Santa.
I was gonna actually. I wanted James' dad to be Santa. I think that'd be a very interesting take.
The idea of
Santa. I think that'd be very cool. Yeah,
we got to tinker with it a little bit. But okay. We got something here.
Great first brainstorming, guys. Absolutely. Let's break and do this again.
Yes, we will get back together and do this after the break. We'll be back with not Misty's menu. We're actually going to come back and we're just going to keep talking about the script we're working on.
I was talking about the huddle. Did you catch the sports? I worked really hard on that one.
It was really good. And everybody didn't get the clap. She did a good clap, too.
Yes,
it didn't come across. Yep. Yeah, it was good. It was good. We're going to break, and we'll be right back with more Morning Show right here at WFHR.
Locally grown radio, WFHR programming is broadcast from the Bug Tussle Studios. Bug Tussle, keeping you connected to the world around you.
Thanks for calling Discover. This is Anjali.
Hi, it's Jennifer Coolidge. I just got an alert for a strange charge on my card.
No problem. We make sure you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases on your Discover card. Let's see. Did you purchase something from a t-shirt cannon store yesterday?
Absolutely not. No, I already have like 3.
$0 fraud liability guarantee. It pays to Discover. Learn more at discover.com/creditcard. Limitations apply.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR.
42 today, under partly cloudy skies, winds out of the northwest, 8 to 15 miles per hour. Tonight, lows around 26, high of 51 tomorrow. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 28.
It's time to do some celebrating with our good friends over at Misty's Menu. We encourage you to treat yourself. Get on over to Misty's. They're open 6 days a week at 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. You get there, you wish them a great day from all of us at WFHR. And get us those birthdays and anniversaries. Send them to info@WFHR.com, james.mailoff@civicmedia.us. You can direct message us on our Facebook pages. And you can use... Just waiting for my teleprompter to go up. You can use...
telephone.
Thank you, Melissa. Telephone. Telephone 424-2600. Call up 715-424-2600.
Yes, because if you text us, we sometimes don't get it right away. Like, I have to digress for a moment, guys. We've got our title for the movie. Ooh. Rapidly in Love.
Boom. Yes.
Best boom. Listeners in radio.
Best listeners.
Thank you, Laura.
Oh, that's good. That's good. She's so good at those. She's really good at those. That is great. All right, we got the title.
Back to Misty's Menu. Sorry.
Yes, we encourage you to treat yourself and get on over to Misty's. If you're celebrating a birthday, let them know. You get a free slice of one of Brian's pies. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Sweet stuff.
I want pie today.
Especially on a Friday.
Yeah,
Friday's really pie day.
Pie day.
I need a one or a two from you, Seth.
One.
All right. Gives us that qualifier. And
why did he get to do it?
I need a one through three from you, Melissa.
Patience.
Three.
Three it is.
I have none.
and that gives us our qualifiers for all 3 days. So we can get right into the celebrating. And first up, we want to wish a happy birthday to Rebecca Schmidt.
Happy birthday, Rebecca.
Happy birthday.
It's a week for old high school people for me. Rebecca and I went to high school at Lincoln together and everything. Mm-hmm. She's awesome. Rebecca's a great human being. We wish you a great day.
Right.
Also, our qualifier today, Raven Knipple.
Happy birthday,
Raven. Yes.
Happy birthday.
Raven is one of my godchildren. Raven, nice. Aiden and Jamie's kid, and currently a pointer. Going to school over at Stevens Point right now and doing great things over there. Raven, have yourself a great day. I'll talk to you a little later. Isn't that a great name, though?
Yeah.
That's a great name. It's such a good. It's so much better than James. It's so better. Such a good name. Such a good name. We take a look at Saturday names. We first up want to wish a happy birthday to Jessa Thompson.
Happy birthday, Jessa.
Happy birthday.
And we want to wish a happy birthday to Don Matthews.
Hey, Don, happy birthday.
Happy birthday.
Many of our listeners might know Don from working over at Wisconsin Rapids Community Theater, doing many plays over there and such.
Yep.
Don's a good guy. And we wish a happy birthday to Katie Wright.
Happy birthday, Katie
Wright.
Katie.
Yeah. Happy birthday.
Katie, formerly with the Heart of Wisconsin Chamber of Commerce, and became a good friend of ours around here, working there for so long. We wish her a great birthday. And then on Sunday, we get to put the spotlight and hopefully embarrass or at least make red-cheeked, because she has done it to me a number of times, our great friend, one of our partners in crime around here, Katrina Hittner.
Oh,
Oh, happy birthday, Katrina.
Happy birthday, Katrina.
Wishing you a great day, Kat. Hope it's a good one for you. You talk about a human being that puts a lot into this community and lot into this area and does so much of it with a big old smile, complete genuineness, one of the more open, caring hearts you are going to come across, and a wicked sense of humor. if you get a chance, you really do get to, you're around her a little bit, you get to see it, get to see that.
Right.
And her creativity with that is also so great. Yes. Amazing mom, amazing wife.
You know, I know that they sell health food and all kinds of stuff over at Family Natural Foods, but I want to know if that's where she gets her energy from.
Right.
She has this amazing amount of energy.
Yes.
It's like, what, where does she, what, how does she do that? How does she get it?
Yeah, it's impressive. And we encourage you to head on over to Family Natural Foods here in Rapids and embarrass her, wish her a good happy birthday.
Shout it really loud. Too. Yes. Start singing.
I really want to show up there with a clown and a bunch of balloons, and I really want to.
Don't
really.
We have a group that does like those singing
I may be that group. I may just
I don't know. I think we should just
show up and start singing.
Yep. Let's just start one. All right. So our production company that Seth and I have been talking about working on.
Yeah, we got two gigs already, man.
All right. Katrina, wish you a great birthday. Enjoy your day. And taking a look at the celebrity birthdays that you all have in common with. Let's see. Isaac Hansen is 43. That is the eldest Hansen.
Whoa.
Of Mbop.
Mbop. Old.
Yeah. That did not make me feel younger.
43. Wow. I didn't realize I was so close in age to
Me neither.
Wow.
Yeah.
Threw me for a loop there.
The great, the wonderful Rachel McAdams is 45.
Ooh, I really like her.
She's exactly my age. That's cool.
Christina and Dr. Strange, Allie in The Notebook, Claire in The Wedding Crashers, Regina in Mean Girls. Great actor.
Mm-hmm.
She's very good.
She's got quite the resume already.
Yeah, I pretty much watch anything she's in.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. Let's see. RuPaul, 63. Better work.
How about a trailblazer right there?
No
kidding.
Yeah.
You talk about like when they talk about trailblazers in entertainment, RuPaul's name has to come up.
It's always amazed me when RuPaul has done guest spots on shows and like out of drag, you know, just being how tall.
Yeah.
A human being RuPaul is. To huge. I mean, tall.
I love the idea. There was
6'4".
There was an interview once with him, and they were talking, and I think it was I think it was David Letterman or somebody asked, you know, how did this go growing up? You know, did you get into fights and all that? And said it. You know, part of why RuPaul was such a believer in pushing the envelope and other people understanding about cross-dressing, all these different things, dealt with a lot of hatred, obviously, as you'd imagine. But not a lot of people pick fights.
Like, it's
funny to me. A lot of people talk a lot of trash when they're not in front of the person. But as soon as you're in front of the 6'4", you know, RuPaul, you're not talking about trash, are you? Yeah.
No.
All of a sudden, your beliefs don't seem to mean as much, do they? But incredible human being.
Impressive.
Very funny, too.
Yes.
Really good sense of humor. And speaking of one of the greater senses of humors, top five favorite character actors of all time for me, Steven Root is 72 today. Brilliant character actor. Hawthorne and the Man in the High Castle. Jimmy James on News Radio. Mm-hmm. Bill on King of the Hill. The blind art dealer in Get Out. Like, Oh Brother, Where Art Thou? He's a blind guy in that, too. He's a blind record producer or whatever. An incredible voice actor.
Yep. Office Space?
Yes.
Office Space.
I mean, you don't give me deeper. I'm burning the building down. I mean, that's Steven Root. It's amazing to think if you look at his IMDb and you're like, wait a minute, he did all these? That's the same guy?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Incredible. Just chameleon.
One of the most versatile actors around, yeah.
And not that he necessarily looks like he could be. When you see him in interviews, when you see him in his regular look and everything, you would say, well, that's a guy that could play at anybody or do anything.
Yeah, he looks like a normal dude, yeah.
Such an amazing career, and I can't believe he's 72.
Wow.
Speaking of older and wonderful, catch out these next three names. Danny DeVito is 79 today.
Woo.
God, love Danny DeVito.
Me too.
Since the first time I saw him on Taxi.
Greatest of all time.
Yeah.
Twins.
Twins. Great
with
reference.
With Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Yes. Great
one of my
reference.
Favorites.
Love Danny DeVito. American icon.
Yep.
Easily.
Oh, one of my favorites of his, Get Shorty.
Yeah.
He's so good at Get Shorty.
Underrated, Danny doing Serious.
Yeah.
There's a George Clooney movie that he did that's the same, that he had a very serious role in that was really good. He does really good serious work. He's an all-around great actor. Mm-hmm. He can do it all. American institution, Danny DeVito. A Canadian institution, Lorne Michaels is 79. SNL creator. One of the greatest scouts in human history. Think about every single great talent that has come out of SNL. 99.9% of those, Lauren discovered.
Mm-hmm.
This is incredible when you think of the list of people on, that have come to 30 Rock in and out of there and that he's discovered. And
Major Domo, producer, probably more money than just about everybody.
And Martin Scorsese is 81 today.
Wow.
One of the greatest directors of all time. 81. Goodfellas, Raging Bull, The Departed. A lot of people have been talking very highly of Killers of the Flower Moon.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know how many people have finished it. I don't know. It's a long movie. I know people that are still trying to finish the Irishman. Yeah. One of the greatest directors there will ever be.
Yeah.
Period. I don't agree with a lot of what he says nowadays. It's been unfortunate, but I would do anything, literally anything, to have one line in a movie of Martin Scorsese's. I've worked with actors that have worked with him, and just being in like a 3 degrees of separation, I geek out.
Nice.
It's incredible. And some people no longer with us. Gordon Lightfoot would have been 85 today. Passed away this year. Incredible singer, songwriter, and certainly if you are in the Midwest, you have a special place in your heart for the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald.
Yeah, in fact, it's been a week since the anniversary, November 10th, of the wreck of the Edmund Fitzgerald. Yep.
I think that's one of those mainstays.
Yes.
And I know a lot of people are not going to like this, but as an Illinois kid, I will say this. One of the biggest ties between Wisconsin and Minnesota is that song. I've noticed this my whole life. You guys have so much more in common than you realize.
Oh, we do.
Minnesota and Wisconsinites.
Oh, of course.
So much. And this song is like the epitome of it.
Yeah, it's true.
If you've got a Packer and a Viking fan, like ready to throw down and get into each other's face, that song comes on.
Just play it.
Immediately. All things are up. You know what, man? I'm sorry.
Yeah.
What are we fighting over here? What are we fighting over?
Oh,
what?
Come on. It's more fun to call out our differences.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Tom Seaver would have been celebrating a birthday today, born in 1944, Hall of Fame pitcher.
Tom Terrific.
Great nickname. Great nickname. Rock Hudson, born to this day in 1925.
Ooh, heartthrob.
One of the bigger names in acting history.
Mm-hmm.
One of the first big iconic actors.
Mm-hmm.
Looking at some quick birthdays over the weekend. Let's see. On Saturday, you've got Big Poppy. David Ortiz is 48.
All right.
That's a good nickname.
He's only 48?
Yeah, right? Yeah.
It seems like, wow. He didn't retire that long ago, man. I keep forgetting that.
Owen Wilson is 55.
Oh,
really?
Saturday.
Good old Owen Wilson.
Good actor.
Yeah.
I like him.
Loki, Morbius and Loki. Mm-hmm. Lightning McQueen in the Cars movies. Him and his brother. I love when they work together.
Yeah.
I love seeing Owen and Luke Wilson work together.
Mm-hmm.
Bottle Rocket is a classic, but the Royal Tenenbaums. I think, now I was saying that the Royal Tenenbaums was Owen Wilson's by far and away his greatest acting. I think it's the Loki performance. I think it might
so
be the
good
Loki
as
performance.
Morbius.
He's so dang good in it. Way better actor than I ever gave him credit for. So I really try to make up for that now when I do talk about him now because he is very talented.
Honorable mention, Zoolander.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
nice.
That's right.
Nice. Yeah. And I say this like with all the love I've Ken, and as somebody who. Almost every other casting session, I get my nose. They talk about my nose, or they ask me to fix my nose. It shouldn't say every other casting session. It's at least once a year comes up with a casting director, usually somebody I haven't been in front of before. I like your look. I love your dailies, and I like your headshots. Have you thought about straightening your nose?
Ugh.
They say this to me. The kink in my nose is not that noticeable.
No,
but there is
not.
One. Then there's Owen Wilson's nose.
It's like bent. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he's
sure.
been told this.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sure. Yeah.
And he's just stayed Pat. He's just stayed who he is and all that. And he's pushed through that. Adrian Brody is another one that I think of.
Well,
that
more and more actors that are coming to prominence are like, no, this is me. If you don't like me, then don't cast me.
That's how I feel about
and
it.
And I think that that's a really good trend that needs to continue because people don't have to be perfect.
Yeah, and I don't think audiences want people looking perfect. I don't think that's what audiences want. Gary Sheffield celebrating 55 tomorrow. Love oh, wow. Gary Sheff. God, his swing. I loved his batting stance.
One of the quickest bats I've ever seen.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, man, I thought you were going to be, it was music or tap.
No, he's a baseball player.
If you want music, Kurt Hammett is 61 tomorrow. Metallica's lead guitarist.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Incredible guitar player. Incredible guitar player.
You know, Melissa's such a big Metallica fan.
Yes. So, yes.
Actually, I probably would be if I listened to more of their music.
Oh, okay.
I know that...
Some of the like really popular stuff I'm not keen on, but I bet you some of their deep cuts I'd
like. Some of their earlier stuff, too, yeah.
On Sunday, Adam Driver is 40.
Mm.
Great one right there.
Yes, another very good actor.
Meg Ryan is 62.
Really?
It's another great one right there. And two of my favorites. Michael Wilbon is 65 on Sunday. former Chicago and Washington Post columnist, great sports writer. I grew up reading his work. And now watch him on Pardon the Interruption and argue at him at the TV all the time when I don't agree with him.
He's a great shouter.
He's a great shouter.
He's a great, right. Well, he's a great, like, not overwhelming shouter, but he's got, like, that, it's not a fake shout, but it's a kind of weird muted
forceful
shout. Yeah, that he's really good at it, though.
Yeah, yeah. He's also good at, I think, like the art of debate. Like him and Kornheiser are masters at it.
Mm-hmm.
They do what I think that real sports talk should be. The way I think it should be, at least. I think that the way that they handle it is the best, I don't know, the best way I've ever heard it done and the best I think I ever will hear.
Only a half hour. That's what...
Yeah,
we don't need 2 hour shouting shells.
And born on this day, born on Sunday, 61 years young for the top five for me greatest actors of all time, Jodie Foster.
Very nice.
I have learned and grown through every single scene I have seen Jodie Foster do. Mm-hmm. I put her in my top five. I think she is one of the greats and easily. One of the biggest influences I'll ever have. I just think she's wonderful and amazing. She's done a lot more work behind the camera in recent years.
Yes.
But one of my bigger influences, and I will never forget hearing her say in an interview, normal is not something to aspire to. It is something to get away from.
Ooh.
That's a good one.
That is good.
She also said in that same interview that being a good actor is not about trying to be James Dean. It's about being the most uncool person in the room. How many truly cool people have you met in your life? Most human beings, we're just human. We're just human beings.
Yep.
That's the way to really portray a character. Yep. That's the way to really do it.
You got it.
We wish happy birthdays and anniversaries to everyone celebrating out there.
Yes, indeed.
Enjoy. Whole weekend, yeah.
Enjoy and get on over to Misty's and enjoy yourself over there. They're open right now till 2, open 6 to 2, 6 days a week, and 9041 State Highway 13 South in Wisconsin Rapids. I'm giving them less hours. I'm just looking out for them, trying to give them an extra day off.
Give them an extra day off, yeah.
Treat yourself, get on over to Misty's Menu. Stick around for some great news coming up right